This is the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. It's Friday evening, May 8th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Mining news breaks, Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. taps regenerative agriculture trend with Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is tapping into the regenerative agriculture trend with its Murdoch Mountain Project in northeastern Nevada. The company aims to produce natural rock phosphate for direct application on farmland, aligning with practices that emphasize soil biology and reduced chemical inputs. Nevada Organic Phosphate strategy focuses on mining naturally occurring rock phosphate, different from the conventional fertilizer model. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks: Blue Moon Metals Inc. closes Cone $156.30 million bought deal offerings. Blue Moon Metals Inc. has closed its Cone $156.25 million bought deal offerings, issuing 15.65 million common shares at CTETN dollars each. The funds will support construction capital for the Nusir and Blue Moon projects, development at the Springer Tungsten and Apex projects, exploration, U.S. South growth initiatives, and general corporate purposes, pending TSX Venture Exchange approval.
Rock breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp. shines as emerging Nevada story with multi-asset portfolio. Lahontan Gold Corp., a Canadian mine development and exploration company, is making waves in Nevada with its multi-asset portfolio. The company's Santa Fe mine project, part of its four-property portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane, has historical gold and silver production. Lahontan's focus on advancing these projects highlights its potential in the established mining belt. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website.
The Floor Minerals Inc. expands gold asset portfolio in Abitibi's supporting mine-to-mill platform, Passport. The Floor Minerals Inc. expands its gold asset portfolio in Abitibi with the acquisition of the Mackenzie East Gold Project. The company aims to utilize these assets to support its mine-to-mill platform, including the Beacon Gold Mill. Lafleur's strategic move aligns with its goal of increasing revenue through a vertically integrated gold production strategy. EGI system upgrades set to begin next week in Salem Township. UGI Utilities will kick off system upgrades in Salem Township, Lucerne County, next Monday. This initiative aims to enhance service reliability and safety. Residents and businesses along the project route can opt for natural gas. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers and is committed to providing top-notch utility services.
Network news breaks: Lafleur Minerals Inc. engages executive search firm to support production transition. Lafleur Minerals Inc. has enlisted the Bidford Consulting Group to recruit a senior mining executive for its Beacon Gold Mill restart in Quebec. The move aims to bolster leadership as the company shifts focus from exploration to production. Recent milestones include a $7.80 million financing, positive economic assessment, increased mineral resource estimate, and a proposed $30 million gold prepayment facility. Lafleur also acquired the Mackenzie East Gold Project, expanding its presence in Quebec's Val-d'Or district. ES Gold Corp. CEO Gordon Robb acknowledges 2026 as a very big year for the company, with ambitious plan for upcoming milestones. ES Gold Corp., a development stage company focused on mineral properties, anticipates a significant year ahead for its Montauban Gold-Silver project in Quebec. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted the company's progress and ambitious plans for 2026, including securing equipment and advancing its processing facility. With a successful fundraising round, ESG Gold is poised for growth and resource extraction at its flagship project.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Gladstone Commercial Corp., NASDAQ GS, good, reporting revenue, FOO per share, and AFO per share of $41,900,000, $0.35, and $0.30, respectively. The quarter showed stability in recurring portfolio fundamentals, industrial mix shift, office rollover management, and dividend coverage. Stonegate Capital Partners is a leading capital markets advisory firm providing investor relations and equity research services.
Network news breaks: Sizzle Brands Corporation, CBOE Canada, CZZ, L. Frankfurt, 8USC closes US $6,200,000 convertible note. Financing: Sizzle Brands Corporation announced the closing of a US $6.20 million senior secured convertible note financing with Ascent Partners Fund, LLC, and secured a commitment for an additional $1 million unsecured convertible note financing. The proceeds are expected to support working capital, retail expansion of CWNYHY Hydration, and operations at the company's CWNY Hydration factory.
UGI to bring together energy leaders to showcase next generation of power. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to host Powering the Future, a gathering of energy leaders to discuss the future of natural gas in meeting energy demands. The event will take place on May 15, 2026 at UGI's Learning Center. With over 760,000 customers, UGI is at the forefront of shaping a next generation of power.
Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals, Inc., NYSE American, NT, NEQ, Wellis's, Alaska Land Transfer, supporting Ambler District Development. Trilogy Metals, Inc. welcomed the U.S. Department of the Interior's decision to transfer federal land in Alaska, supporting infrastructure development. The move could aid the Ambler Road project and advance mineral exploration in the Ambler Mining District. Trilogy Metals holds a 50% interest in Ambler Metals LLC, focusing on the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in northwestern Alaska. South 32 has a joint venture with Trilogy Metals, aiming to develop the Ambler Mining District into a premier copper producer.
Mission IRE News Breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American IUQUU reports. Q1 results highlights $956.60 million in working capital, $36 million in revenue, $8.30 million in cash from operating activities, and a reduced net loss of $10.80 million. The company produced 790,000 pounds of finished U308 and is advancing uranium, REE, and mineral sands development initiatives across its portfolio. Frontieras, North America, is revolutionizing coal with its FASS form technology, which deconstructs coal into high-value fuels and industrial products without burning it. This breakthrough process aims to provide abundant, affordable energy solutions and create diverse revenue streams from coal. With coal still dominating global electricity generation, Frontieras' innovative approach could reshape the future of energy production.
Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE America, NYSE America, TMQ reaches key milestone at Arctic project. Trilogy Metals Inc. reaches a key milestone at its Arctic project in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company's joint venture, Ambler Metals LLC, has officially started federal permitting for the high-grade copper deposit. With copper demand rising due to various industries, this project's estimated average grade of approximately 5% copper equivalent sets it apart. The deposit's polymetallic nature further strengthens its economic viability.
Gold comes under pressure as Iran tensions strong dollar cloud outlook. Gold faced downward pressure, dropping 2% to $4,521 amid rising tensions in the Gulf and a stronger U.S. South dollar. Platinum Group Metals Limited NYC American APLG remains focused on long-term market drivers despite short-term fluctuations. The fundamental picture for gold is clouded by these factors impacting its potential for price gains.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. begins drill mobilization at flagship Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has commenced drill mobilization at its flagship Murdoch Mountain Project in Nevada. The 2026 program aims to enhance continuity, thickness, and grade of the Meade Peak Zone. The company's focus on organic phosphate aligns with the demand for raw phosphate rock in organic agriculture. With site readiness completed, the exploration target ranges are conceptual, pending further drilling. Rock breaks. PowerMax Minerals Inc. secures option to acquire 100% interest in Hopkins Rare Earths Project. PowerMax Minerals Inc. secures an option to acquire a 100% interest in the Hopkins Rare Earths Project in Northern Ontario, encompassing 5,900 hectares. The project, located within the Clay Howells Alkalic Rock Complex, shows potential for rare earth mineralization. This move aligns with the company's strategy to expand its REE-focused exploration portfolio in North America.
Canemera Energy Metals Corp. advances its ionic clay strategy in Brazil as the global rare earth supply chain undergoes a significant shift. The company's focus on exploring ionic clay deposits outside of China aligns with the growing need for diversified and resilient supply chains in Western markets. Rare earth elements are crucial for various high-growth sectors, including electric vehicles, wind turbines, and defense systems. Realoys receives Department of War memorandum on securing domestic heavy rare earth supply ahead of 2027 deadline. Realoys receives a Department of War memorandum highlighting the need to secure domestic heavy rare earth elements before the 2027 Chinese origin rare earth material ban. Dysprosium and terbium are identified as critical elements, aligning with Realoy's plan to build HRE processing facilities in North America. The company aims to establish a sovereign HRE supply chain with zero China nexus, meeting the Department of War's defense strategy.
MilliporeSigma Sigma builds on its legacy as a biotechnology leader in Temecula. MilliporeSigma Sigma has solidified its position as a biotechnology leader in Temecula since 1989, growing its site into a hub for advanced biomedical and biotechnical manufacturing. Recent investments, like the Hub Organoids acquisition and a new organoid development lab, demonstrate their commitment to cutting-edge research. Beyond biotech, MilliporeSigma actively supports local education and community initiatives, showcasing a long-term dedication to the Temecula area.
XYME opens EV development facility in Germany as it targets European market. XYME has established an EV research and design center in Munich, Germany, signaling its aim to enter the European market. Led by former BMW executive Rudolf Dietrich, the facility is focused on adapting Xiaomi's vehicles to European safety standards and consumer expectations. The company plans to debut in Germany in 2027, with ambitions to become one of the top five global automakers.
Network news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. initiates first commercial manufacturing order for preservative-free ketamine. NRx Pharmaceuticals has initiated its first commercial manufacturing order of preservative-free ketamine in preparation for potential approval under the Generic Drug User Fee Act in summer 2026. The order follows stability data from multiple registration batches and a successful third-party manufacturing audit.
Mission IRAR News Breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp. reports Oko West project progress on schedule and on budget. G Mining Ventures Corp. announced that its Oko West gold project in Guyana is progressing as planned, with construction nearly 20% complete and $292 million spent. The project is on track for its first gold pour in the second half of 2027 and commercial production in January 2028.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast.